The following program is made possible thanks to the support of the Kane Area Development Center and the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund.
The West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund is undergoing continued work on its retrofit commercial passive house at 63 Fraley Street in Kane. In each weekly installment of this series on WXCY, Kate Kennedy, Executive Director of the Kane Area Development Center, speaks with local people who have been involved with the ongoing work of this ultra energy efficient building and the progress being made.
All right, today I'm here with Mark Luciano, who is really involved on this passive house project. So Mark, would you go ahead and introduce yourself?
My name is Mark Luciano. I'm with J.A. Luciano & Sons Builders. We're building contractors from Bradford. I have been a building contractor for quite a while. We do new homes, we do commercial buildings, we do residential homes, we do additions, remodeling, bathrooms, kitchens. I have 9 employees, and we've been doing this a long time.
How long have you been doing this?
About 43 years. 43 years. I started with my dad when I was 13 years old. I went and worked with him until I graduated high school. And he said, what are you going to do when you get out of school? I said, I'm going to work for you. He said, if you're going to work for me, you're going to go to college. So I went to Waynesport Community College for 2 years and been here ever since.
Yeah. And we've seen your trucks and your work all around town in Kane, but doing work in Kane isn't the only connection you have here.
No, I was born in Kane. My family's from Kane. My mom is a Lindquist from Kane who has a big family and a farm in Wetmore. So I was born here.
So you have a connection.
It's my hometown.
Yeah. And you said you've been doing this work for a long time. What exactly, I mean, you kind of gave some examples, but what exactly do you do in a day?
My day, I organize, coordinate, and I work with my guys physically all day long. We do stud walls and build houses and do roofs and kitchens, install cabinets. We build cabinets. We have a cabinet shop at our shop in Bradford, and my brother is my partner, and he does that mainly, and him and another guy. And that's, we do a lot of kitchens in the wintertime. We try to stay busy. I have 9 employees, and I like to keep them busy all winter long. So we try to hold off on the inside work until winter.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So you've been spending a lot of time working on this passive house project that the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund is doing on 63 Fraley Street here in Kane. How long have you been working on this project?
I've been working on this project for over a year now, and they called me. I was working at the PA Wilds right next door, and Joel Morrison called me and asked me if I'd be interested in working on a passive house project. And I wasn't that familiar with the passive house, but he explained a little bit, and it was a learning curve for me and an experience where we could learn something new. And after doing something for 43 years, I was anxious to learn something new. So it definitely has been a learning experience. Mm-hmm.
What was your initial thought?
That, you know, they're going to train me, they're going to teach me passive house construction, and it's free, and I'm getting paid for it. So absolutely, I want to do it.
Yeah, why wouldn't you, right? And we talked about kind of what you generally do in your projects, but what are some of the specific things that you've worked on in this passive house project?
When we started the job, we tore off it's over 100-year-old building, and we tore off the entire roof system and opened the whole thing up and put on new roof trusses and sheeted the roof. And we had to build a temporary wall in front of the building so we could remove the front facade off the building, which we did. And then the roofing people came and put a lot of insulation, foam insulation in the ceiling and the roof system, and put on a rubber membrane roof that's white in color, that they're going to cover that whole roof with solar panels to give the electric for the building. So that, and then we stud walls, we do the insulation, we do a lot of air sealing with a special tape that's we've learned that we've never used before, that you tape all the joints, all the seams, and all the lumber so there isn't any air getting through. The passive house is all about air infiltration. In building this project, you have to pass a certain criteria to get passive house. And if we have air leaking in this building as big as a playing card in a 12,000 square foot building, we won't pass passive house.
Wow.
So that's how critical it is.
So that's a new skill then that you learned, a new idea even in your work that you learned.
That's right. And the zip wall sheeting, you tape all the seams, and we've never done that before. And it's something that we're going to do in our construction now at this point, because it makes sense, and it isn't that much more to do that financially.
And it will make a difference for
It'll
the projects.
Make a huge difference. If we build a passive house, it costs 20% more than your average home, but you'll save 90% in your heating bills and electric bills.
So it's worth it over time.
It's worth it over time, absolutely.
Well, and I know education is a part of the mission statement of the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund, and it sounds like you've been learning a lot about air sealing and different techniques for that. Is there anything else that you've been learning?
Yeah, all the different tapes they have, the tape that you apply, some has allows air in, some doesn't allow any air, some seals for moisture, for water infiltration. I've taken my guys and switched them around because we've been here so long, and moved a guy in and out so he can learn with me for 2 months, and then switch another guy so he can learn also.
That's nice that you are on the ground next to people that are working for you, learning together, and that you're giving lots of people opportunities to learn these new skills.
Right. Yeah, and they enjoy it. They're anxious to learn, too. The construction industry really hasn't changed much in 100 years. Mm-hmm. So this is something new for all of us.
And you're getting your passive house certification.
I am going in September. I'm going to get trained to be a passive house tradesperson, and this is something we have to pay for, and it's a 5-week training that I get, and then afterwards I have to take an exam to be passive house certified tradesperson.
Who knew 43 years later you'd be taking a test for your craft?
I thought about that a few times.
Well, that's exciting.
Hopefully I can convey that to my son, who's new in the 35 years old, and he's in our business also, and so he will learn it also. I think passive house is the future of our industry, of the construction trade.
What is it going to mean for you to have the passive house certification?
Well, I hope with the passive house certification that I can build passive homes on my own without the project manager that we have at the passive house project now that's been teaching us as we go along, that I won't need to hire a project manager that's certified in that I can do it on our own.
So this is something that you want to continue to incorporate more than just the little things, but also be able to do actual passive house projects in the future too.
That's correct. And I would like to, I'm going to use it in, I have done a few additions and I've used parts of it in those additions already, just to try to make a difference with insulation and electric bills and ice and all those elements that you have if you don't insulate correctly.
I think that's exciting that you're continuing to learn new things, because otherwise, it could get kind of boring, probably.
Yeah.
Do you think that this building will make an impact in the community here in Kane?
Oh, absolutely. It will make a big impact. If the building will be so tight and so well insulated that when they run out of space and it's 20 below zero in Kane, and you look outside and the wind's blowing at 30 miles an hour, you'll sit next to a window and you won't feel a draft, and it'll be comfortable in 72 degrees, and you can't do that in any other, in a normal window. But the windows that are coming from Germany, and they're super insulated windows, and you'll be able to be comfortable next to the window with it freezing outside or 90 degrees outside, and all those things make a big difference with comfort level for the people that will be running it.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
All right, Mark. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to say before we wrap up today?
Yeah, I would like to. I know in Kane they have empty lots, and I'm considering getting one of those empty lots and maybe building a passive house in the future for someone in Kane to enjoy for the rest of their lives. And I think that would be good for us and good for Kane also.
A residential passive house standard.
Home.
Yeah. Oh, that would be really exciting.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that would be a great idea, and I think people would jump at the opportunity.
Yeah.
Especially the younger people.
Yeah.
You know, and it's built structurally sound that it'll be there for their lifetimes and 90% more efficient than an average home.
Yeah.
So why not?
Why not?
I know.
I like that philosophy.
Yeah.
All right, Mark. Well, thank you so much. And I think it's really interesting to hear all of the things you're learning. And it's been cool to see the progress. You work fast. So it's nice to always go over and see something new.
No problem. Thank you, Kate, for the opportunity.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon.
If you'd like to hear more from those involved in the progress at Kane's Passive House, listen again next week at this time or visit WXUIradio.com.